Lord, we praise you this morning. We thank you that if you are for us, what can be against us? We thank you.
Thank you for your freedom, Lord. Just
sing that one more time. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Thank you for your freedom.
This morning, every chain is broken through you, Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, I'm not afraid to die. thank you for what you've done for us, God. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for the hope that you bring. We thank you for the healing that you bring, God. This is our story as your people. This is the story of the cross.
And then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave is no claim.
This song is new to our church, but I just really had it on my heart since even before Christmas. I just feel like Christmas is an awesome time, but it can be really hard for some people and for some situations. And I just feel like God wants to bring hope this morning for a new year. I just feel like he wants to say, I will make the way, and I can make the way. And so I'm just believing this morning for us. I'm believing for restored relationships and for healing and for I'm believing for new babies to be born. God, we're just trusting you, and I pray that you're just going to bring hope this morning, God. I pray that you're just going to bring your hope for our situations where we've lost hope, God. We just thank you that you make the way. Would you stir up our hope, Lord? We thank you that you're here. We worship you. You are here. walking in this place, we worship you. We worship you. Let's sing that again. You are here, moving in our midst. We worship you. We worship you. Darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you.
That is who you are.
never stop working. Never stop and never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Never stop and never stop working. Never stop.
Who you are,
oh, and forgive me, Lord, for when I doubt.
a keeper of our promises, of His promises. Yes.
Promise keeper, light in the darkness.
Light in the darkness.
My God,
declare it today over every situation that you're dealing with. Of praise. That means worshiping God, praising God when you don't feel like it. God, you know, I heard this, I don't know where I heard it, but Jesus didn't say when he went to the cross, I don't feel like it, I'm not going to do it, God. No, he said, your will be done. He gave his life. Did he feel like it? Probably not. But he did it anyway. There are things that we do and don't do. Sometimes we don't feel like it, but we do it anyway because of Jesus, because he is the way maker. because we have freedom. We have liberty. We can worship him. We can praise him because of what he did, not because of how we feel or because of our circumstances. We praise him because of what he did. He's a way maker. He's a promise keeper. He's a miracle worker. He's the light in the darkness. When we are overwhelmed with darkness, he's light. Amen? Amen. So one more time, let's just sing that, Waymaker. And sing it with all your heart. Believe it. Sing it until you believe it.
Promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Yeah. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper. One more time.
Yeah, I don't think it's done yet. Remember, if you're thinking, okay, let's move on to the next song. Remember, there are angels in heaven constantly singing, holy, holy, holy. And they're not getting tired of it. My name's Colton. I work with Youth Unlimited. And yeah, I just asked Todd if I could share something quickly. I feel like God's doing something right now. And we would do a disservice just to move on and continue on when he wants to do something right now. So I know that there's probably a lot of people that are singing this going, Waymaker, no, haven't seen it. Miracle worker, I've been asking for this miracle to happen for a while. Promise keeper, I don't know. Light in the darkness, no, all I see is darkness around me. But here's the thing. Who do you say that I am? See, you can't let what you don't see influence what you need to see. You can't let what you don't see influence what you need to see. And there's a bunch of you in here that need something today. And maybe you haven't seen him, maybe you haven't seen God move in this way. But it doesn't make it any less true, because that's who he is. So maybe you're sitting there battling something right now on the inside. And the best thing you could do right now is actually just to proclaim that this is who God is. Even if I don't see it, it's who he is. Even if I don't feel it, it's what he's doing. Don't let what you don't see influence what you need to see. So let's just do this one more time. Let's dig in. And if that's you today and you need light in the darkness, you need that promise to come, you need him to make a way, then just begin to proclaim, that's who you are.
Oh, that is who you are. 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 You're the light in the darkness. Hey, you're a miracle working God. Oh, you're bringing hope.
is keeping light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Jesus, interrupt us. Interrupt us, Jesus. Interrupt us. It's your plan, not ours. Thank you, Jesus. Are you willing to receive a miracle today? Are you willing to receive from the Waymaker today? Becoming a preacher. For my poor ushers, bless them, Lord. Would you bless this offering today, Lord? Let this, as we launch this year, Father, thank you. You're going to supply every need. Thank you for your generous people. Thank you, you're doing miracles in your people. Thank you, Father, that resources are coming. Funds are coming. Finances are coming. Healings are coming. I'm enjoying church. Bless it today, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Light in the darkness. Well, we've already heard from Jesus. So this is my benediction. Lord, I just want to thank you. This is fantastic. I'm just going to, we're going to do communion today. My State of the Union speech will wait for next week. Hey! And it's important, and it's exciting, but it'll wait till next week. I will, maybe I'll just read the scripture. Okay, let me do announcements here first. Light. light in the darkness. Well, Jesus was all over that one. Jesus was all over that one. For all you that have never been here before, my apologies. No, not at all. We prayed, a few months ago, we said, Jesus, anytime you want to break in and do something a little different, that's just fine with us. Somebody say amen. And so it's not this way all the time, but we certainly love when Jesus does something like this and interrupts and says, no, I'm on the throne, and I'm aligning things, I'm centering things, I'm purposing things, and it's good. And it's all good. Okay. 2019, Jesus did miracles. Yes? Yes? Jesus restored lives. Jesus healed marriages. Jesus fixed hearts. Jesus healed shoulders. We kick the devil in the teeth when we testify, and we testify about the good things that Jesus has done in our lives. We defeat the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So, see this? Can everyone read that? It says, praise report. What I want you to do this week, or today, or tomorrow, or the day after, I want you to take one of these bad boys, and I want you to fill it out, and it says in the back, it's small, but you know what? Take a full scap, take whatever you need, and just put in there a miracle that Jesus did for you this week, or this year, or in the last 10 years. Okay? Right there. Because we're encouraged when we hear testimonies of miracles. We'll only do this for the next 6 or 7 months every week. Okay? Some of the youth leadership and Rob and Lindsay are over at Sunnyside. They had their leadership weekend. So we thank God for that. Fortified kingdom increase because of this weekend. Kingdom of God has increased now because of this weekend. So that's why numbers of us are away today. But Oh, yeah. If there are newcomers in here and you've never been here before, there's little newcomer cards all over the place in those racks. We'd love for you to make a record of your visit. And there's a gift for you if this is your first time here. The greeters are well aware and they know exactly how to do it. And they'll put the S-Sport utility vehicle right in your driveway so that wouldn't that be wonderful? Anyway, there's a beautiful gift for you, and please make yourself available to the guest services area, and there's a guest services box. Just put that in there. And again, service is a little different today, but that's okay. Now, is Brandon here, or is he in the other room? Other room, okay. Tori and Brandon. Tori has been our children's director for the last few months. And this is actually her last Sunday as in that role. But I'm thrilled that they're staying with us. And they're going to be part of us. And they're continuing to journey with us. They're going to continue to minister here. It's just not going to be because, what's her name again? It's coming to me. Oh, yeah, Ashley. That's her name. My beautiful daughter Ashley is going to be coming back. And to give it up for Ashley, making us babies. And now she's back, and she's going to be taking the helm in the realm of children's ministries again. So we're very, very thrilled for that. And thank you for those that are helping. We need lots of help in that area, lots of volunteer help in that area. Lots of dreams are going to be happening this year. We'll be giving that information about what's happening in children's ministry, and that'll be coming forth as well. Newcomers Banquet is next Sunday. Newcomers Banquet is next Sunday. Let me try that one more time. Newcomers Banquet is next Sunday. It is free food. So If you have been, if you've started to belong to this loving family, say in the last year-ish, and weren't part of the last, because don't just be hitting every newcomer's banquet. Like, come on, give me a break. But it's like alphaholics, you know, people that do alpha all the time, you know, just leave one and start the next, the alphaholics. But there's meetings for that. Alphaholic, go to the meetings to get C. For okay. Anyway, so the banquet is tomorrow or next Sunday. Now, here's the thing. There's sign-up sheets that are on the guest services table. And I wasn't trying to be as really, really clear about this as possible. We need the name and each person that's coming so that we have an understanding of, like, how much to cook for. So a 3-year-old probably isn't going to eat the same as a 19-year-old. So if we can sort of get a concept of ages and their names, and obviously the last day to sign up for it, because Deb will be purchasing the food this week, and we're going to do that immediately following the service next week, and you're invited, and you're invited. And we have Greg Swinimer is going to be with us the following week, our missionary in Russia and England, and he is going to give her a credible report of the good things that God is doing. I've been doing the happy dance for about 2 weeks. Come on, you beautiful people, get over here. Don't be shy. I don't know if you know what's been happening, the backdrop, the story that's been happening over the last 2 or 3 weeks. It is something fantastic. Yvette has become part of our church. Right over here. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. I mean, hey, this is ministry, right? Don't be shy. Yvette has been part of our church for what, 6-8 months now? So you'll be coming to the banquet, right? Amen. Yes, say yes. You'll be coming to the banquet. And she got married last year to a fine gentleman. Well, last year, 17. Got married to a good-looking, fine gentleman in 2017. And she's been here. He's been in Africa, in Cameroon. And they've had to have a life correspondence via Facebook or Skype or whatever technology. But you know what? On the 23rd of December, he's here. 23rd or 24th, yeah, of December. So everyone stand in the house. I need lots of people. Let's gather around them. We're going to pray. Elders, if you got a pulse, you're bold, come on up here and pray. Yeah, come on up here and pray. Don't be bold, or don't be shy. Come on up here. Come on and pray. And God, did I mention that he's a pastor? Did I mention that he's a pastor? Get your hands, point your hands this way. Point your hands this way. Father, thank you. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing. Blows our mind, Jesus. It blows our mind what you're doing. All we can say is thank you, and we accept. We accept, Lord, what you're doing. Yeah, I got to read these scriptures. I'll just give you the little excerpt of Shamamamaha. God is doing great things. Paul echoed it time and time again in the Word of God. He said, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, what no human mind can conceive, the great things that God has prepared for those that love Him. Great things for those are in store for those that love Him. If we know, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. He's got great things in store for us if we love Him. Father, thank you for what you're doing. We let you increase kingdom. We submit and we let you increase kingdom. Father, by the laying on of hands, we set them apart, we commission them. By the laying on of hands, Lord, let the virtue of Jesus be manifest so they are loosed and called into their calling. Not our will, not what we want, not our plans, not our designs, Lord, but you made it very clear. You have designs and plans for us, plans to prosper us. What you want, Jesus. It's exciting days, Lord. It's exciting days, Lord. It's exciting days, Lord. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this public ceremony of celebration and commission. And to what, Lord? We don't know. We don't know. We don't need to know. We don't need to know. You know. So we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen and amen. How's your singing voices? Kruma, it's his birthday today. Today. We had a birthday party for him yesterday, but we're going to sing happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Bring it home. Happy birthday, Kruma. Dear Kruma, happy birthday to you. Yeah. Amen.
Oh, I just thank God for such a wonderful time. And I would just say that I just feel the warmth of a family. And I feel very much at home. And I'm so thankful to the Lord.
Yes.
And I know that as time goes on, we're going to know each other much more.
Yeah.
And the Lord would have his way in a greater way. We thank the Lord for that. And I thank God for my wife.
Amen.
It's so wonderful to be together. Mm-hmm. And actually, I would say that we're 14 days old in marriage.
Right. Right.
Because.
Not the same.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yes.
We've been married, but not actually married because we hardly been together for up to a month. When she comes, she returns, and just so briefly. But I believe this season gives a beginning of a wonderful thing that the Lord is about to do.
Amen.
And I'm just so thankful to the Lord.
Amen.
And I'm thankful for the wonderful family that he has brought us into.
Amen.
Praise God forever.
Amen. 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 Thank you, guys. God bless you. Thank you. Amen. He echoed those sentiments yesterday as well. And we're family. We're family. I want to say this lots this year because to belong as family is huge for us. It's hugely important. And I alluded to this back numbers of weeks ago, but I want to just say it again. The difference between coming to church or showing up the odd time or just coming to church and belonging, there's a difference. when we are new, and thank God people are new. Everyone that is now in the family were once new. When we first came, the person's sentiment is they're very friendly and loving and warm. When we belong, it's we are very loving, friendly, and warm. It's now ownership. We are, not they are, we are. See the difference? It's huge. If the team can get ready for communion, that would be fantastic. Family. And the worship team can come back too. Thank you. Yeah, look at that. Look at that. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Well, shut up, mama. Thank you, Jesus. Need my glasses. We're family. We're family. Increase the spirit and the power of family here, Lord. Jesus today. If you have a personal relationship with Jesus, this means lots. We'd love you to partake. It means lots when you know Jesus. This is about belonging. This is about family. This is about kin and love.
My war, your love becomes mine.
much better your way.
Thanks, Daddy. Have you gone to a restaurant lately? I'm sure you have. Have you gone to a restaurant and seen numbers of people around a table? The reason you have and the reason you go is because that community and sense of eating and enjoying each other and eating together, there's nothing like it. I think Jesus knew that. Even in a secular world, we enjoy each other as we sup, as we eat. Thinking about this all week. Something happens when we eat together. Two things. When we pray together and when we eat together, there's a dynamic that happens. We have the advantage of now looking back to all of those things and now seeing everything that happened. We saw that. We read the story of that last night when the disciples were with Jesus having that last dinner. We have the advantage of hearing the story and knowing that the next day he was executed on a cross. 3 days later, he raised himself from the dead. We have the advantage of reading and knowing that the disciples scattered and were bewildered and lost after that Last Supper, but then united again and joined forces and gathered and were fortified and changed the world. They didn't even know this. Listen to me. They didn't even know this. But I've been struck yesterday as I was preparing my heart. My message is actually called Change, Grow, and Go. Change, Grow, and Go. I don't think the disciples had any idea how much they were going to change, grow, and go when they were having dinner with Jesus that very last time. Don't think they had a clue. Not a clue. It meant a lot to Jesus at that time because he knew exactly what was going to happen. It meant a lot to them after when they realized what was going on. They look back and reflect on that night. It was the very last time they had dinner. The very last time. The very last time they had dinner with Jesus. The very last time they had dinner with Jesus before the end of the world, before the return of Jesus. Do you know that? Think of that. It's the very last time that they gathered and had dinner together till the end of the age. Paul echoed Jesus' words. He said, "For I receive from the Lord what I also pass on to you." The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, how can you betray the perfect one? How can you betray the nicest man, the most glorious man that ever lived? How do you betray that? On the night he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. That's why we bless our food. He gave thanks to the Father. And he said, "This is my body, which was... this is a representation of my... it's a metaphor of my physical body that I'm giving to you. Do it in remembrance of me." Let's partake. All over this room, we're partaking. I trust you know Jesus, then it means a lot. If you don't know Jesus yet, come to him right now. Come to him right now. Ask him to forgive your sins. Ask him to wash and cleanse you with his blood. Ask him to wash you and cleanse you with his blood. In the same way, after dinner, he took the goblet, the wine goblet, and again, a metaphor. He said, "This cup, it represents the new covenant of blood. It's wine, but it's to represent blood. And my blood is going to be the only thing that can set you free." You don't know this now yet, church. You don't know yet. You don't know this yet, disciples. But I'm going to give my blood. I'm going to be executed. I'm going to be stabbed. And I'm going to bleed. And that blood is the only thing that can set you free. So going forward after tonight, when you gather and you do this for communion, Eucharist we call it in some stations. So whenever you drink it, remember me. Whenever you drink it, remember me. Remember it's my blood. It's the only thing that can cleanse you. Let's partake together. Wow. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Jesus. Can you usher, can you make those utterances? Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Make those utterances. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you. A little bit of a different service, but so good nonetheless. God bless you. May the mercy and the peace and the goodness of Jesus be manifest on you today and forevermore. May you carry, may you be carriers. May you be carriers, you Christians in the room, you followers of Jesus. Know that you are a carrier of his mercy, of his goodness, of his strength, of his healing. This day, invite someone to church next Sunday. Would you do that for me? Invite someone to church next Sunday. Give them away. Give them away. Give them away. Can we sing that again as we close? That one had Jesus all over it too. God bless you. Have an awesome day. Stand with me.
Today, symbolically, and I know we don't do it a lot in this church. we used to do it a lot in our past church, and I believe something happens when we come together. And I don't know if you're comfortable, whatever, but if you can, I want us all to stand, and I want us all to just take the hand of the person beside you. There's something that happens when we join together, when we come together as a family and we take the hand. It's saying, I'm with you. I'm here for you. We're family. There's something about it that joins our hearts together, and we are family, and each and every one in this room belongs here. You are family. We love you. And starting this year, 2020, it's a very significant year, I believe. And even though it's so, you know, easy to say or common, or, you know, it's like obvious, Captain Obvious, but 2020, it's clear vision, clarity, looking forward. What God has for this church, this body, this community, this town. There's things stirring that God is wanting to do. And he's getting prepared. He's getting each of our hearts ready to do something more and bigger. And what better way to do it together as a family, as a community? We hear people say over and over again, I feel the love. I feel family. I feel the sense of home in this place. So what more? God wants to increase it. Wants to increase it. Wants our influence to expand. So Lord, I just pray right now in Jesus' name that you come in power. of our lives. God, you have a plan, you have a purpose for each and every one of us, not only to do in this church, to perform in their families, but also in this community. Holy Spirit, I pray that you increase in what you want us to do. Increase in our abilities, increase in our willingness to go forward, to look forward, to put our eyes on you, to have clear vision on what you want. Lord, that we would open our ears to hear what you are saying to us as a church and as an individual. Lord, I pray that you open our eyes to see what you are doing, what you want to do, what you're doing in this church and in this town. Holy Spirit, I thank you. I thank you for the opportunity to speak life, to speak freedom, and to speak liberty. Lord, into this family, into this Emerge family. Thank you, Lord, for each and every life here, each and every family represented. I pray blessing. I pray an abundant blessing on each family, that as we join together, that you make us stronger. God, you come in your power. And that nothing is impossible with you. Nothing is impossible with you. So, Lord, we give you today. We give you this year. We give you the years to come. Your purpose, your plans. I pray, Jesus, in Jesus' name, amen. Let's just worship him again. I'm just going to keep worshiping.
Stop working.